Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen Conti is our legal eagle. Karen, I heard you bring this up on Bob Surratt's show one morning. I almost drove off the road. I'm like, oh, she believes or knows something about it, too, because people don't like to talk about it because other people go, oh, that's crazy.
No, and when I talk about it, people do say that. You know, they think I'm a conspiracy theorist and, oh, well, we're surrounded by bodies of water and therefore it's just normal to find all these men, you know, in the water. But if you look at the numbers and you look at the similarities of how they disappeared, there's some pattern here that is really alarming. And again, you can count the different numbers different ways, but I'm counting about a little bit more than a year and a half period of time. There have been 14 men found in the Chicago River or in Lake Michigan. They're usually in their 20s. They're either in college or they've just graduated. They're white males. Since I did my show on February 5th where I discussed this, there have been three more, one in Bridgeport in the Chicago River, one in the lake, Chicago River 24-year-old. That was last week. And a young man in DeKalb who was coming out of a liquor store last seen and was found in the Kishwaukee River. So, you know, it sounds to me like it's ramping up, and it's really on a pattern of about every, I would say, 10 to 14 days we're seeing a new body.
And Karen, here's the deal. These people are not just going to go to the edge of I just don't see them jumping in, especially in water in winter. And when I Googled this, if you go back, I Googled it and it said Wednesday, February 27th, 2013. ABC 7 in Chicago, mysterious drownings, the I-Team exposes deadly pattern. It's been going on for years, and we feel like nobody's making a connection.
And, you know, there has been a book written about water murders, and the upshot of it is that when you find a body in the water, the police assume one of two things. One, it's a suicide, or two, it was an accidental drowning. Either they tripped and fell and drowned, or they were too drunk and they fell in and tripped and drowned. And, you know, to some extent that makes sense, and maybe that's why the coroners kind of overlook what might be some sort of injection of some kind of drug from a bar or some sort of ingestion of some sort of, you know, tranquilizer. But, you know, it defies logic that someone is so drunk when they stumble out of a river north bar, but somehow they make it 2 miles to the river or to Lake Michigan, fall in, don't wake up, it doesn't, you know, the cold water doesn't wake them up, and they drown even though they know how to swim. So that just doesn't make sense.
Karen, I don't know much about crime fighting, but I read crime novels, and they always call in the ME to look for possible signs of trauma, right? And are you saying that they're just not looking here? Because it seems as if there's some sort of struggle that would show up on the victims.
Well, we're not getting the news, and that's another thing, because I went back before I did the show, and I went back to the news reports of all of these young men, and I believe out of the 14 or so, about 7 or 8 of them, the cause of death was inconclusive. So I'm not even sure what that means. You know, usually if it's drowning, there's water in the lungs. We know that was the cause of death. That's not a hard thing to determine, to my understanding. But if it's ethanol, what does that mean? Someone overdrank, someone poisoned you, someone injected you, someone hit their head. You're right. You would think the ME does a good job and that we have a very good coroner here in Cook County, but maybe they're overlooking it because there's just a presumption that when you're in the water, you drowned or fell in accidentally.
Karen Conti is talking to us about what a lot of people believe to be true. There's a serial killer in Chicago. The question is there a serial killer in Chicago? I want to take a quick call from David. David, we just have like 30 seconds. What did you want to say about this?
How you doing? My name is Dave. Obviously, I'm a paramedic in the suburbs. But my buddy, he's a CE, he basically believes that there is a serial killer in Chicago, and he's seen multiple patterns, and that's what I have to say, and that's why I'm going to speak for him for that one.
Yeah.
They're not going to go out and say it because they're so they're short and they just can't right now. So I'm saying it for them.
Okay, thank you. So he's saying his buddy works for CPD. So Karen, what do you hear when you talk to other lawyers in town? Or you talk to anybody within the police department or the medical examiner's office? Have you conversed with any of these people about it?
No, but I have talked to there are two police retired NYPDs who back 20 years ago started investigating. You talked about the lacrosse boys that were found in the water, and there are almost 680 unlike mysterious deaths over a 25-year period in various waterways in 11 states. And these two gentlemen, along with a sociologist and a crime professor, study this, and they call them the smiley face killers because in many of the cases there was a smiley face graffiti near where the body was found next to the water. And again, you know, whether that's connected or not, there's some idea that there's some kind of ritualistic murder that is going on. It's probably not one person. It's probably a group of people. The motive, no one understands if it's a gang initiation or some sort of ritualistic type of thing, but there is certainly something. There are people who believe that this is going on all over the country.
Yeah, somebody just said my next door neighbor's son was found in Lake Michigan after leaving a near North bar in July of 2013, age mid-20s, a student. Somebody else said young men leaving bars, drinking and walking. Maybe someone pulls over, offers to give him a ride. Young women know better than to get in, but guys feel pretty, you know, pretty strong and like, okay, yeah, perhaps. And so
the other thing, Lisa, is that sometimes there is a time gap. So the time of death is determined to be a certain time, but when they went missing might have been 5 days before that. So there's this idea that maybe there's a time period where, what is there, torture going on? Are they being abducted? You know, so that's another kind of alarming element of some of this.
Will you come back and talk more about this?
Absolutely.
I think that people want to talk about it based on the amount of phone calls we're getting and the text messages. I think that we should do a weekly hit on the radio and stay up to date on what is happening and force someone to at least look at it. Because at this point, people just talk about it. But as you know, Karen, in the past, the serial killers, although they are very rare, it takes years, sometimes 20, 30 years for them to be discovered.
Right. And now's the time to do the forensics. Now's the time to focus on it before the bodies are buried, and then we may never know.
Thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
All right. Take care, Lisa.